there are a number of issues to be discussed today on the unique bilateral relationship between the United States and Ireland, but I will have a particular focus on the undocumented and our twin-track approach of securing relief for our undocumented in the U.S. through regularization will be the first element of that, and the second element is to look at an establishment of a dedicated path for legal migration from Ireland. I know there is disappointment at the moment in the United States among many of our undocumented that the executive actions of Barack Obama didn't come to pass, but I think we have a duty as legislators on both sides of the Atlantic to try to reignite, to get a momentum going again around this. And but between now and then, it's time to stay engaged, to keep the conversation going on behalf of many people, including in our own county, many people who can't come home, be it for celebrations such as weddings and also for very sensitive issues around funerals. And I'm very conscious that many families are met with this very, very difficult situation.
So this will obviously ease then people living in America or people deciding to move to America. This will ease their travel if they need to come home in the case of an emergency.
This is the ongoing debate in relation to immigration reform, and Barack Obama was very, very proactive. He had his executive action, but in June this was turned down by a decision by the Supreme Court. So we are back to looking at trying to inject a bit of momentum into it again. A lot will depend on who's elected, whether it is Donald Trump, whether it is Hillary Clinton, but we are aware and we do know from public interventions by Hillary Clinton that she is very interested in having